Today on Pearls of Great Price, author Veronica Hughes reads passages from the lives and teachings of the saints. She shares her thoughts on each passage's wisdom.
Greetings in Christ. This is Veronica Hughes. Welcome to Pearls of Great Price. Thank you for tuning in, all of you that are return listeners, and a big hearty welcome again to those of you who are tuning in for the first time. So this is our first podcast on the dance between grace and temptations. And truly I had a revelation which I will share with you, or I understood something I never understood before about this dance between grace and temptations. That'll be a little further on in our podcast here, but I'm so excited about it because it was really a help for me. So let us move on with our work together, and may God bless it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall declare thy praise. So we're going to start first with a little quote from The Scent of Holiness, Lessons from a Women's Monastery by Constantina Palmer. One of my favorite books, by the way. If you haven't read it, I highly recommend it. As the Vespers service finished, I reflected on the newly tonsured nuns. They had waited years for this moment. They had struggled and fought temptations, passions, bad thoughts, and here they were at the true beginning of their monastic life. Things would become harder, but also sweeter. There would be periods of grace and periods of difficult temptations, as Saint Synclectica herself taught. We put out to sea. At first we sail with a favorable wind. Then the sails spread, but later the wind becomes adverse. Then the ship is tossed by waves and is no longer controlled by the rudder. But then, in a little while, there is calm, and the tempest dies down. Then the ship sails on again. And so it is with us when we are driven by the spirits who are against us. We hold on to the cross as our sail, and we can set a safe course. And that's from St. Synclectica, Life and Struggles of Synclectica, from The Scent of Holiness. So my other resources for this podcast are Letter 23 in the Monastic Wisdom of Elder Joseph, and St. Nikolai Vilimirovich and the Prologue. So this is my commentary now. Why do temptations and suffering befall us? I don't know about you, but I hated and tried my best to overcome suffering. And before I returned to, or came to Orthodox Christianity, I was originally a Catholic. I went through the New Age and Eastern religions to no avail, looking for a solution to my suffering. And as many of you as might have read in my book, The Pearl of Great Price, I didn't find it there. God was withholding that pearl of great price, which is in Orthodoxy. So only by the grace of God in Orthodoxy have I come to an understanding with suffering and temptations. We are Christians following Christ's example. The way to the Father is through the Son. If Christ was tempted, so too will we be tempted. If Christ carried his cross, so too do we have our crosses to bear. And it is through our temptations and crosses that we draw and attract the grace of God to us. St. Seraphim of Sarov used to say that the most precious thing is the acquisition of the Holy Spirit. And so this grace of the Holy Spirit refines and purifies our souls, bringing us into refreshment and joy in Christ. This is our regeneration in grace in a nutshell. So let's hear what Elder Joseph has to say about the right attitude and preparation to have towards periods of both temptations and grace. This too is a little bit of an illumination for me. Grace always precedes a temptation as if to notify you, prepare yourself and lock your doors. Let me read this again, for I think for many of us this is a very important piece of information. Grace always precedes a temptation, as if to notify you, saying, prepare yourself and lock your doors. When you see comfort in your heart, prepare yourself at once. Don't say, I have been given rest, but load your weapons, tears, fasting, vigils, and prayer, and set sentries on your senses to guard your noose. Ask yourself, I wonder from where will the battle begin, from the demons, from men, or from my own nature? Don't get drowsy before the battle trumpet sounds, and during the battle, your struggle and victory will show. It is when grace is acting within you that you should be afraid. Conversely, when you see temptations and afflictions oppressing you from all sides, you should rejoice. Don't grieve, don't grumble, and don't be despondent. Give courage to yourself, for joy and comfort will come. Be brave, my soul, you should say. This is only a temptation, a trial, an affliction. Afterwards, you will have peace and joy and grace for many days. Thank you, my dear Christ. And you should say, for in mine affliction thou hast made room for me. Psalms 4:1. And with chastisement hast thou chastened me. Psalms 117:18. And thou didst bring my soul out into a place of refreshment. Psalm 65:12. So that was from Letter 23 of Monastic Wisdom of Elder Joseph. So it's my commentary. This is our striving to be brave and pray, knowing this too shall pass. I always have to remind myself of that, for it seems so tense when I'm in the middle of a trial or a temptation. And so what do we do when we have implored and prayed to God to remove a trial from us that continues on and on and on? So let's turn to St. Nikolai Velimirovic and St. Paul, who have a few words of encouragement to say to us about this matter. My grace is sufficient for thee. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Christ did not even spare his holy apostles from temptations, and he therefore gave them grace. This is my interruption here of St. Paul. Let us take heart. God will give us the grace to endure. Let us have faith in our God, for God is growing our faith in him through our trials. I have to always remember that my faith grows through my trials, not through my times of peace. For when I survive my trials, that increases my faith. Back to St. Nikolai. When Satan himself began to wreak his malice on the Apostle Paul, Paul prayed that Satan be removed from him. But the Lord replied, My grace is sufficient for thee. In other words, if you have to suffer at Satan's hands, my grace is sufficient for your suffering. If you have to struggle with Satan, my grace is sufficient for you. If you desire to overcome Satan, my grace is sufficient. Grace is a weapon that can be used for everything. Grace is stronger than all adversaries, all assaults, and all the powers of darkness. Grace is both unconquerable and conquering. Therefore, my brethren, we must pray to God to give us his almighty grace. And this is where a light bulb went off in my noose, so to speak. So, because my whole life I have been praying that my suffering be lifted from me. But what I understood out of this is rather than praying that our suffering end, because we're going to have periods of suffering throughout our life, we are praying for the grace of God to come to us so that we can patiently endure our suffering and our trials, and that by doing so, we will be brought closer to God and others. For if we patiently endure our suffering with Christ in prayer, he will shoulder our burdens and lighten our load, for we won't be alone in our suffering. It's when we try and do it ourselves, or we try and bring it to an end before it's time, that we have shifted into our survival mode and we don't realize that the grace of God then moves away from us. Back to St. Nikolai. Grace is God dwelling within us. Grace is the kingdom of God in us. When God's grace is within us, then it is day in our souls, and the day means light, knowledge, and freedom from fear. We pray and strive to be faithful and grateful to our Lord for both the good and the bad, this is me now, so as to attract his grace to us. Back to St. Nikolai. We cannot ask here on earth, my brethren, for a greater gift from God than divine grace. Should we receive the entire universe as a gift, it would be less than the grace of God. O most rich Lord, thou inexhaustible fountain of almighty grace, break and plow through the hardened hearts, through our hardened hearts by grace, that we may weep before thy great goodness and our horrendous ingratitude. To thee be glory and praise forever. Amen. Amen, amen. That was St. Nikolai Vilimirovic from the prologue, May 26th. Thank you, dear saints, for your inspiring words and help for us during our times of trial and temptation. Just a reminder, for those of you that would like to download these quotes, they're on my blog, and you can access my blog through my author's website, pearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com, pearlofgreatpriceorthodox.com. We will continue with our study of the dance between temptations and grace in my next podcast. Until then, how magnified are thy works, O Lord! In wisdom hast thou made them all, including you and me. In wisdom hast thou made them all. God bless you.
You've been listening to Pearls of Great Price with Veronica Hughes. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.